Violent crime is up across the country, including in Milwaukee. That's according to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was in Milwaukee Monday. Sessions held a press conference at the federal courthouse to address crime trends and promised new measures he says will reduce crime rates. WUWM's Taryn Powell has the story.
According to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, violent crime had been down for a couple of decades, but has gone up in the last 2 years, and he says it's not a light matter.
Violent crime has been increasing in Milwaukee and throughout America. It's troubling. We want that to end. Milwaukee, rape is up 21% in 2 years. Assault is up. Murders are up an astonishing 57%. So these trends cannot continue.
Sessions used several examples of people killed by gun violence in Milwaukee to support his arguments. He focused largely on guns, as well as the drug problem that he says fuels a lot of crime in neighborhoods. To address violent crime around the country, Sessions says he wants to add 40 federal prosecutors to focus on the problem. He says two of those prosecutors would be stationed in Wisconsin. Sessions also says he wants to invest in task forces that bring together federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement.
We are most effective when these experienced investigators in the local community are united with the resources and expertise of our team in the federal government. Put simply, this combined task force model is what truly works to reduce violent crime, and that is precisely what we have established with our reinvigorated Project Safe Neighborhoods program.
Not everyone supports Sessions' approach. Democratic State Representative David Bowen was among protesters outside the courthouse. Bowen says if the Attorney General really wanted to implement solutions in Milwaukee, he would have continued looking into operations at the Milwaukee Police Department. In 2015, the Justice Department began a review of the MPD at Chief Flynn's request. But Bowen says he's frustrated that Sessions has not shown interest in continuing the process.
Unfortunately, he has chosen to end that report and that collaboration. And it's doing the opposite. It's creating more problems throughout this community. And I would have hoped that he would have been honest, coming to Milwaukee and actually focusing on solutions.
Earlier this fall, a draft version of the Justice Department's report was leaked to the media. It accused the MPD of inconsistencies in officer discipline and failures in communication. Chief Flynn argued the draft report contained inaccuracies, but some city leaders said it served as a place to start in improving police-community relations. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.